This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadeep Bhandari attends Basanta Shravan at Hanuman Dhoka. Second phase of works under the Nepal-India cross-border petroleum pipeline in progress. And Ukrainian President Zelensky urges speedy delivery of Western tanks. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadeep Bhandari visited Nasal Chowk in Hanuman Dhoka Palace in Kathmandu on the occasion of Basanta Panchami today to listen to Basanta Shravan. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, Speaker Debraj Ghimire, Chairman of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, Deputy Prime Minister, Ministers, Members of Parliament and other high-ranking officials were present at the ceremony. Sri Panchami, also known as Basanta Panchami, is being celebrated today across the country by worshipping Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, wisdom, learning, art, music and culture. The day is very special for students and new learners. Students take early bath, observe the mass Saraswati Puja in schools, visit temples and listen to Basanta Shravan. Many educational institutions arrange special prayers for pujas in the morning to seek the blessings of the goddess. Poetic and musical gatherings are held in some communities in reverence of Saraswati. Goddess Saraswati is worshipped with various names such as Bharati, Sarada, Jagatmata, Bageswari, Kaumari, Bardayani and Kamdhenu. People from Hindu and Sikh communities, mainly in the Nepal and Eastern India, observe this festival. It is believed that the festival marks the beginning of the spring season. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Sisir Khanal, has said that he will cooperate with everyone for the transformation of the education sector. Speaking at the unveiling and honoring program of the late Dhakal Doge Thapa in Kathmandu, Tarkeswar 11, he said that education in Nepal is in a complex situation and he will discuss and coordinate with elders and experts to transform it. Five persons have been confirmed measles infection in Surkhet. Information officer of Province Health Directorate Padma Bahadur KC said that three persons from Biryanagar municipality and one each from Gurbakot and Chingadula municipalities were found infected with measles. He urged the general public to adopt cautionary measures to protect from measles in view of the rise in the cases. With the confirmation of measles cases in different places, the Provincial Health Directorate has intensified the test and vaccination drive. The Cabinet meeting had decided on 3 points to further regulate the crosser industry. The meeting held on Wednesday decided to shut down all the crosser industries operating without permission. In the case of crossers that are operating with permission but do not meet the standards, the time limit has been fixed till the end of June. The Secretariat of the Home Minister said that the meeting decided to close the industries which were opened for special projects but are still running after the completion of the project. Earlier, the Minister of Home Affairs issued a circular to all the district administrations to close the illegal crossers operating across the country. The Ministry of Home Affairs had instructed all 77 district administration offices to close crossers that were not registered, not renewed, and were operating under the name of the project but whose term had expired. The Nepal Airlines Corporation has stepped up preparation to make its ticket sale management further effective. In this connection, Nepal Airlines Corporation has formed a task force to resolve problems that surface in the management of ticket sales and distribution within 15 days. Nepal Airlines Corporation spokesperson Archana Khadka said that the task force was constituted to increase the current sales of tickets and bring in more foreign tourists. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's president has thanked Western leaders for sending tanks to support the fight against Russia, but said they needed to be delivered quickly. In his nightly address, Volodymyr Zelensky also urged the West to send long-range missiles and fighter jets. Russia condemned the announcement as a blatant provocation and said any supply tanks would be destroyed. Zelensky said he told NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that progress must be made in other aspects of our defense cooperation, with Ukraine seeking supplies of long-range missiles and artillery. While Zelensky is likely to focus now on equipping the Ukrainian Air Force with more technologically advanced fighter jets after securing the tanks, many Western governments remain opposed to such a move, fearing the aircraft could be used to strike targets inside Russia. Donald Trump will be allowed back onto Facebook and Instagram after Meta announced it would be ending its 2-year suspension of its accounts. The suspension will end in the coming weeks, the social media giant said. In a statement, Nick Clegg, Meta's president of global affairs, said the public should be able to hear what their politicians are saying. The then-US president was indefinitely suspended from Facebook and Instagram after the Capitol riot in 2021. Clegg said the firm had taken action following Trump's praise for people engaged in violence at the Capitol. He said a review found that Trump's account no longer represented a serious risk to public safety. But because of Trump's past violation, he would now face heightened penalties for repeat offenses. Japanese police are on the hunt for a person who sent bomb and death threats to hundreds of schools, prompting hasty closures. The threats were faxed to high schools and universities earlier this week from a Tokyo register number. No explosive have been found in school buildings, according to police, and there have been no reports of attacks on pupils and staff so far. Bomb threats are rare in Japan, which is known for its low crime rate. The first wave of messages began on Monday, reaching schools and universities across the country. In one prefecture, Saitama, more than 170 schools received bomb threats. The threats saw many schools in Japan shutting down as a precaution, though most had reopened by Thursday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Weather Forecasting Division has urged the general public to adopt precautions as the smoke and haze engulfing some parts of Tarai since early this morning would generally affect normal life. Issuing a notice, the division has asked the people to keep necessary precaution and alert measures as the smoke and haze was likely to affect day-to-day life, health and surface and air transport. The division said presently the westerly low pressure system has a partial impact on the weather condition across the country. It has caused partially to generally changes in the weather condition in Gandaki province and partial changes in Madhes, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces. Likewise, the weather would remain clear in the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Renapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Vidyadeep Bhandari attends Basanta Shravan at Hanuman Dhoka. Second phase of works under the Nepal-India cross-border petroleum pipeline in progress, and Ukrainian President Zelensky urges speedy delivery of Western tanks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English we add 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.